The Love of God, Ellen G. White. How is it possible to set forth the love of God in giving His only begotten Son to die for sinners? The imagination cannot comprehend it. Men of the brightest intellects cannot, by mere speculative knowledge, form any conception of this love. Without a personal knowledge of God, men of the most brilliant intellects are unable to set forth divine things. They do not look through nature up to nature's God and see the expression of His love to man in the flowers of the field, which adorn the world with speaking beauty and loveliness. They know little of the length and breadth, the height and depth of the love of God as revealed in giving His Son to our world. And they trace the expression of His love in nature with sleepy, benumbed senses. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has not yet shined into their hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God has declared His love. Jesus Christ is the expression of that love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, what love! What infinite love! While we were yet sinners, the Father pitied and loved us. And yet, when we are pressed with trials, how weak is our faith! The soul that keeps far off does not have communion with heaven, though the Holy Spirit is promised to all who ask it. Jesus has brought this precious lesson within the comprehension of all. If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? The love of God is so deep, so full, that it could only be expressed in giving for our sakes His own beloved Son to poverty, to shame, to humiliation, to mockery, and to death. He was the most costly and precious offering that could be given to the world, and in Him all heaven was given. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Through Christ the way was made safe for God and man. God's justice and honor are maintained, every divine attribute is exalted and most clearly defined, while salvation and righteousness are brought to light for every creature. Herein is the mystery of redemption, that the innocent, pure, and holy Son of the infinite God was permitted to bear the punishment of a thankless race of rebels against the divine government. That through the manifestation of His matchless love, these rebels might be inspired with faith in and love for God, and might stand before Him repentant, forgiven, guiltless, as if they had never sinned. Angels in heaven marveled that the wrath of God should be laid on His well-beloved Son, that a life of infinite value in the heavenly courts should be given for the worthless life of a race degraded by sin. The Heir of God came to our world in the garb of humanity, as one of humble origin, as one who serves. When the time was drawing near that He should pour out His life on the cross, His love was revealed in the words, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon Him, went forth." Not only was He to die, but He knew precisely the shame, the humiliation He would have to suffer, the cruel treatment He should receive. There was no compulsion in bringing Him to the ignominious death on the cross, yet He made His soul an offering for sin. The mind of God to save the world was the mind of Christ. His own love was one with that of the Father, and that love constrained Him. Herein is the love of God manifested, inexpressible, immeasurable, and passing knowledge. The human mind cannot grasp it in its fullness, but we should put forth the most earnest efforts of which we are capable, that we may communicate redeeming love to others. Eternity, all eternity, will unfold that love, and then we shall know what here we cannot comprehend.